along with Eric Hansen. He is the Fighting Irish football insider for the South Bend Tribune, back in our WSBT studios. I'm Darren Pritchett, traveling with the South Bend Cubs. We've got the Cubs and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps tonight at 7:05 on WSBT Radio. Our guest is the new head basketball coach at Mishawaka High School, Ron Heklinski. Spent 18 years down in Anderson, won 274 games, 5 North Central Conference titles, 5 sectional crowns, and a regional championship, and even was a coach in a McDonald's All-American game back in 2003. And today he was introduced as the K-Men's new boys basketball coach. And for the first time, we welcome Ron to the program. Ron, it's Darren Pritchett. A pleasure to talk to you. How are you this evening?
I'm really good, Darren. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. We greatly appreciate your time. I know it's been a busy day for you getting introduced as the new Mishawaka basketball coach. What was so interesting about the Mishawaka job that's brought you back to the head coaching ranks after a few years?
Well, you know, I'm originally from South Bend, went to St. Joe High School, and still have family here, So all along, I thought I might kind of wrap up my career, you know, back in the South Bend area. And when the Mishawaka job opened up about a week ago, I thought that might be a great fit for me. Academically, it's a great place. The central office led by Dr. Spiker is outstanding. And Jerome Calderoni does a great job of running Mishawaka High School. So the longer the process went on, I thought it would be a great, great fit for me to They have great athletics. They have a very, very good football program. They have a great wrestling and volleyball program. So it seems to me that they're waiting to delve into a great basketball program. And those are the kind of places that I want to be. I want to be in a place where there's excellence. And so that's why Mishawaka is a great fit for me, obviously.
Ron, this is Eric Hansen. I know at the end of your time at Anderson, it was a difficult time for the city of Anderson, and with the closing of the Wigwam as the facility for Anderson High School. But you were quoted in an article saying, "I think I've used up all the passion," and you wanted to refill your passion tank. What have you been doing in between to kind of regenerate that passion?
You know, we moved down to Indianapolis. One of my ex-players was the head basketball coach at Indianapolis Ascena, So I did some work with him. I did some radio. I did some TV. You know, same thing you guys do. And probably about a year and a half ago, my energy tank kind of refueled a little bit. My passion for basketball, I got juiced up a little bit and felt that it was time for me to get back in and felt that it was time for me to continue to lead young men, you know, not only on the basketball court but in life. That's always been a big mantra of mine in this profession. And so, you know, this thing opened up, and like I said, with the proximity of where I want to live, it's just the right fit for me. Now, with that being said, you know, we got to get some basketball players. We got to win some games. We got to do the things that we do and that I'm used to doing. But I'm very confident in the administration, the athletic administration led now by one of your guys' former colleagues, Dean Hubbard, and I'm confident that he'll do some of the things that I want to get done there, and you know, we'll get the basketball program on par with the other great athletic teams that they have at Mishawaka.
Ron Heklinski, new head basketball coach at Mishawaka High School, our guest on WSBT Radio. Ron, you probably are right now talking to a lot of parents of high school kids, middle school kids that are going to be coming through Mishawaka, and I'm sure they'd love to hear the style of play that you would like to bring to the Cave year in and year out.
Well, you know, my style of play has been for the last 18 years has been, you know, let's push the ball up, let's pick up, you know, 84 feet, let's play hard. And some of that might have to change based on personnel, but I can tell you this much, you know, we'll push the ball up the court. We may not take a quick shot, but we'll push the ball up the court to force the other teams to have to run defensively with us. And defensively, obviously, my mantra has always been to get after people and to play, you know, hard, solid man-to-man defense. And you know, I mean, just play hard. I mean, I want our guys, you know, when the athletes in Mishawaka High School walk the halls, I know the football players and the wrestlers probably walk the halls with a certain swagger. And I want our guys, you know, I want our guys, our basketball guys, to do that too. I want our guys to understand that the hard work that you put in, that the basketball players are really made from March to November, not from November to March. That it's about how much time you put in the gym in the off season when there's nobody in the stands, and about, you know, getting your game on par with the other players in this area. So I think, I mean, I'm really excited about that. I've always been able to connect with players. I've always been able to have players, you know, look at me and understand that number one, man, there ain't nobody that would rather be playing that game than me as the coach. And number two, I can't play it anymore. So my players have always been an extension of me going out on that court and getting after it.
Ron, again, the situation in Anderson, you know, they closed GM in 1999, and you go from three high schools to one. I think at one point Anderson High had a 57% grad rate. How do you get, you know, obviously you're never going to face probably those kind of odds again, but how do you get the best athletes in the school to be interested in school, to be interested in basketball?
Well, you know, I've always said you make it exciting, and winning breeds everything. I mean, you get, you know, I mean, your facilities have to be good, your locker rooms have to be good. I just spent a couple hours today talking to the personnel of Mishawaka about locker rooms, about a film room, about giving the kids involved the best possible opportunity to succeed in their given sport. And we do a lot of things on the floor. And really, I'm coming from the Wigwam. Are you kidding me? That's the most iconic gym ever. I've coached through the McDonald's games and through my college experiences on great courts, but the Wigwam is the best. Now I'm going to a gym that's the oldest gym in the state of Indiana. And you talk about character, you talk about tradition, you talk about the smell of that place. I don't think that gets any better. So, I mean, my head coaching experiences have been great, and I'm looking forward to carrying that over to the Cave.
Ron Heklinski, new Mishawaka basketball coach, our guest on WSBT Radio. Ron, I was just earlier this week told a story that there's a young man that's playing Division I basketball right now that came up through Mishawaka's elementary, middle schools, and then decided ultimately to go play somewhere else locally. And there's a lot of great choices to go to school. But I'd be curious to know from your standpoint, there's this new Mishawaka Way platform that Mishawaka has unveiled, trying to show all the things that they have to offer. With that being said, what is the key for you to let these young men know that in the middle schools that they don't have to look any farther, that this is the place they need to be at? Is that a difficult process? Is that something you can be a part of to help in that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a difficult process at all. I think the head coach has to be very visible. I think the head coach has to have clinics with junior high coaches. I think the head coach has to have relationships. And really the number one thing that a head coach has to do is incorporate relationships with young student athletes and be down to the junior highs, be down to the elementaries, and you know, talk to the kids about what we have going on in Mishawaka. And when I talked to the team today, the one thing I told them is you want these young kids in Mishawaka to emulate you. You want to get on that court. You want to play your guts out. You want those young kids to say, I want to be a Mishawaka caveman someday. And it's a culture that you need to establish. It's a culture that you need to work at every day. And it's a culture that you constantly need to be down there telling those kids, man, we got something really rolling here at Mishawaka, and there's no sense in going anywhere else because, from my coaching standpoint, I mean, I'm not sure what coaching resume can say that they've coached McDonald All-American games. I was an assistant coach for 3 years, the head coach for 1 year. That I coached LeBron James, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony. That I was able to be the head Indiana All-Star coach in the state of Indiana. Coached the very best players in Indiana. and some of the other things I did relative to taking my team to Washington, D.C., and playing against the Matha High School in an organ donation game. So I don't think that there's anything that other coaches could offer young kids, you know, and obviously the fact that I care and that I care about them as student athletes as well. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, kids got to understand about school. Kids got to understand that basketball is going to take them only so far, and that academically you have to get your stuff right in the classroom as well.
Ron, I understand when you were at Anderson, you underwent a liver transplant, and I had a friend that did that, and the process and the wait list was incredible. I'm wondering, do you feel like you kind of got a second chance at life, and can you share a little bit of what that process was like?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that it's a really tough process. First of all, I'm a really athletic guy, which has been. When the doctor told me that I had my liver enzymes were elevated, my first comment to him was, "All right, doc, I'll go out and run 2 more miles, or I'll spend a couple more hours in the gym because I can take care of this, because I can whip this, because I've whipped everything else that I've ever had to deal with." And when he said, "No, you can't do that, man. You got to have a transplant," you know, then you just go into that mode where you do whatever you got to do. You do whatever you got to do to make it to the next day. And then all of a sudden you get better and you get stronger. And you try and tell yourself, I mean, I was still coaching at Anderson at the time, and you try and tell yourself that you're going to do things a little bit different. You're going to slow down a little bit. You're going to take care of yourself a little bit. And I do that. I'm very cognizant of my health. I'm very cognizant of when I get my labs and my numbers and things like that. But when it comes down to what I do, and what I do is coach and get involved, when it comes down to that, I still go about it the same way. I just know when to shut it down. I mean, there's always a time period where I know I'm kind of going too hard a little bit, and there might be a time period where I need to shut it down for 24 hours. But I've been very blessed, man. I'm going on my 21st year, so my daughter was 7 years old when I got it, and wow, She's now 28. I have two other kids. One's a 13-year-old. One's a 17-year-old. So I've been blessed, and I know that I've been blessed, and I never take it for granted, and just try and wake up every day smiling and live every day, I mean, to the fullest.
Ron, my final set of questions for you. With you being the new head coach at Mishawaka, ties with St. Joe, have you been to the new St. Joe High School and gymnasium? And the second part of the question is just your overall impressions of Northern Indiana Conference basketball.
Yeah, first of all, St. Joe's got a great facility. I think they've done a great job rebuilding St. Joe and putting St. Joe, you know, in the new age of high school buildings, and they do a great job academically at St. Joe and athletically at St. Joe. The NIC, I mean, you want to talk about basketball? I mean, I'm coming from the North Central Conference, so the North Central Conference, I mean, top to bottom was great every year. The NIC top to bottom is a great league. Also, I mean, you have great players, you have great coaches, and obviously you got to prepare your teams very, very well because every coach in the NIC is going to be well prepared, and every NIC league game is going to be a tough battle. And you know what? That's the way it should be, man. You know, Northern Indiana, South Bend Adams, South Bend Riley, Mishawaka, the Elkhart schools. I mean, that's basketball right there. That's basketball in the old time. And I think it's coming back a little bit. And from my standpoint, I haven't been up here, so you can't tell me that it's not this or it's not that. I remember it from the old time, so I'm going to approach it like that.
Ron, last one from me. I know you had some college coaching experience. You were on Coach Hunsiker's staff at Ball State. I think you had a cup of coffee with Illinois State. What kind of, when you came to the fork in the road, coaxed you toward high school rather than staying with college?
Well, I mean, really, my experiences at the college level were great. At Ball State, we went to 2 NCAA tournaments and 2 NIT tournaments when we were there. When I was at Illinois State, I had the opportunity to coach with my high school coach, Bob Donawald, who's just a legend and great. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it was about you know, the recruiting and being on the road and being able to be there and being a dad for my kids. And the Anderson job, so to speak, was almost like a college job to me, to be quite honest with you, with the tradition, with the wigwam, you know, with the teaching schedule being very well tailored to the basketball coaching schedule. So that was almost like a college job to me. And, you know, probably the recruiting and being able to be home every night. To me, coaching is coaching. When I coached LeBron James, when I coached Chris Paul, all that was coaching to me also. You know, I'm on the floor because that's the week-long deal. That's not just coach them a day and play the game. I mean, you're there a week, and you're running those practices, and every NBA general manager is sitting underneath the baskets watching what you're doing. So, when you're talking about pressure and trying to teach the game the right way, you got all those guys watching. So I've taught it to the very best, and it always comes back to me to just having the opportunity to work with young kids. And not only coaching basketball, but obviously coaching life as well. And this is where I belong. I've had a nice little break, but I'm juiced up again, and I'm ready to go and excited to be at Mishawaka High School.
Ron Heklinski, new head basketball coach at Mishawaka High School, our first chance to speak with Ron. Enjoyed the conversation, Ron. Welcome back, and we look forward to meeting you in person and speaking again.
Thanks, guys. You guys are the best, man.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Buck.
Ron Heklinski, new Mishawaka head basketball coach, 274 wins in 18 years at Anderson, now back as a head coach with the Cavemen.